Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob and Scott review a bargain basement Bordeaux from Chateau Soubelou. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy. And tonight, I'm joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
We're on pins and needles here, folks.
Are we?
The wine guy's a little verklempt. He's a little put out, so he needs to gather his thoughts.
I need no gathering of thoughts, as Scott would say.
Oh, he needs gathering.
Oh, I know. I'm a hunter-gatherer. I hunt for
what?
Thoughts. A hunter-gatherer.
A hunter-gatherer.
Yes. On tonight's show, we're having a wine I probably wouldn't hunt for nor gather.
What?
But nevertheless, it's Chateau Soubelou. Soubelou.
Yeah, it's so
Soubelou.
We don't even want to try to spell it properly.
Chateau Soubelou. It is Bordeaux. Now you say, where from? Just Bordeaux. Oh, is it Bordeaux Superior? No. Just Bordeaux, which means it can be from a lot of different mutt areas. There are, as we've said many times, there are great spots in Bordeaux, then there are some other parts of Bordeaux that are not so great. This is probably a mixture of multiple things, including the Entre-deux-Mers area that we talked about with the BDX. That's often where these things come from. It can also come from some of the satellites, like the Blaye des Côtes de Bordeaux, Côtes de Bourg, or, you know, the different parts of Saint-Mélion, some of those little... But this probably is mostly from Entre-deux-Mers, which is... No, not really. It's not what you want. But this winery, Chateau Soubelou, does make a Blaye des Côtes de Bordeaux. This is not that one. This is one that is not even their Bordeaux Superior, which I assume that they make. No. What does Scott buy? He buys the cheapest one, which is only probably $3 or $4 cheaper than the Blaye des Côtes de Bordeaux, my guess would be. Well, that's the thing.
If you could buy that,
well,
this
I know,
is what
but
they
had. Normally, these wines, when you're talking about Bordeaux Superior, Bordeaux, and something like Blaye des Côtes de Bordeaux, you're only talking like $3 or $4 in price. Folks, always buy the better one. I mean, always do that. Don't buy the... But I can buy the Bordeaux. It's $2 cheaper. It is. It is. And it will rot a hole in your stomach. Maybe. This wine, though, we have... I was going to say high hopes. I don't. I think that it'll be red because I see it in the glass, so I'm cheating in that regard. That being said, the prior history of this wine suggests it is a fruit bomb. I found on ABC Liquors or ABC Spirits. We all know that's a big store, package store in other states other than Ohio because we're not cool. But they sell the Chateau Soubelou, and they said on their dryness scale, it's not dry, it's semi-dry. They even say that.
Ooh.
Which is bizarre. It does pair well with cheese, duck, and pork. And they have pictures of the animals in case you didn't know what those were.
Well, that's very kind of them.
Although the pork, the pig, kind of looks like a cross between a bear and a bat. But that's okay. It's ABC Spirits. I don't know. The duck does look like a duck. And the cheese looks like Swiss cheese.
Like one of the weird flying monkey things from Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, kind of. It does actually look like a flying monkey. I know that they think it looks like a pig. Although, now that I look at it, in the circle, it kind of looks like a lion, too.
Oh, my.
It's not very well done. Nice job, ABC Liquors. That being said, when that's the one thing you gravitate to on the whole fucking page, it doesn't say much about this wine. Yes. And did I mention Scott brought it? Now, there is a website called, Gabrielle and Company. It's kind of like the importer. And it's called Right Bank and its Treasures. And it has a multitude of different producers and wineries. And
six.
What's that?
Six.
Well, okay. But it has one, and it's not this one. But it's, what's the dude's name? Oh, it's French, so I won't be able to pronounce it too well. Oh, it's Chateau Tour de Orble. Orble. Pierre Fayout. And I say Fayout. I bring him up because he's doing, like, you know how you can do, like, the heart symbol like this? You put your hands together and make a heart? My 5-year-old does that. Well, he's doing that in his picture.
Well,
he could do anything in a picture, and he did that. And he does work for Chateau Tour de Orable. It's horrible. Horrable. De horrible. Chateau de horrible.
Horrible.
Okay. It's best. I think that actually is just like a Halloween scare house. And he's like dresses up as a clown. And he does the heart thing after he fake cuts you up with a chainsaw. Doesn't have a blade on it, but you know. And then some of the other guys. Stéphane Lesparer is in there. And he takes all your food and eats it. It looks like it. And then there's this woman named Michelle Bramont, and she just has this, I don't know what it is. I think they are trying to make these people look candid in their pictures, and they just look stupid. I mean, they're French, so you start off that way, but, you know. Patrick Todesco, I don't know what he's doing in the picture. Go on this website, folks, Gabrielle and Company, and just look at these, you know, people. Yeah. They did take like multiple pictures of different people for different things that they have.
They're showing everybody on the team.
Yeah. Yeah. Then you got Xavier de Saufrin de Bordes, and you have these, my God, get a bigger shirt, buddy. This is great. It's fantastic.
Well, you're missing the best part.
What?
So they do a little personification of the winemaker. Ooh. And the winemaker of Chateau Soubelot, Hervé Lardier.
Oh.
And they do a little interview with him. They say, what's your main character trait? He says, I am obstinate.
I see, obstinate.
And then the American translation is which, as in sandwich, W-I-C-H. Which bird do you prefer? The peacock. What?
Why?
Why would we care what bird he prefers?
What the fuck?
The trip you would like to do? Japan. What do you like about wine? I like its minerality. It's like an AI robot generated question and answer for this winemaker, Hervé.
Hervé Lardier.
It's probably Hervé.
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 Yeah, your main. I am obstinate. Hey, Hervé, why don't you make a wine that's good? I am obstinate. I won't do it. What bird do you prefer?
What?
I mean, I wonder if that. You know what? They've asked me what the bird I prefer, and I did say the peacock. You know why, Scott?
Because it says cock in it.
Yes, MP. So it's great. Peacock. You know? How much pee could a peacock cock if a peacock could cock pee? Yeah, I like that.
I bet you do.
It's better than a woodchuck. How much wood could a wood fuck? Now, I always get that confused. I don't know.
You're confused.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I like its minerality. Do you? He also likes zip-up vests. He's not wearing anything under that vest, I'm sure.
Bad.
I don't think his wife dressed him. She should. Yeah, that's not a very handsome man. It looks like he's from the 1952, and his name is Biff. It's in black and white, too, but that's because that picture's from 1952. That sweater's from 19... It's like Happy Days. Monday, Tuesday, Happy Days.
Oh,
Wednesday,
Lord.
Thursday, Happy Days. He's the Fonz, is what he is. His hair's greased back.
Wilfred Wrong.
My hair's greased back, but it's not grease. So, folks, we're going to take a break, but be right back here on the Wine Vault. Hey everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So, the Chateau Soubelure from Bordeaux, just Bordeaux, any place in Bordeaux, really, next to the shopping mall and the pornography store, probably. Nevertheless.
Rob knows where the pornography stars are.
I do. Where else would I buy things for Scott? You know? Scott's the man that has everything. Well,
the Goodwill.
Yeah, you bought everything there. That's what you're wearing today.
That's where all my stuff ends up.
Now, this wine has no reviews for this vintage that we're aware of. It probably does have an enthusiast review, but do you really want to know that? Probably not. James Suckling, though.
Yes. This is James Suckling. I did review the 18. This is the 19. I reviewed the 18, and I gave it, well, I'm a moron, but I wrote a firm and polished red with very fine tannins to the dark red and hazelnut character, medium-bodied, driven finish. And I gave it a range of 90 to 94.
It doesn't even sound like a James review.
Barrel sample.
It doesn't even sound like a James review.
Really? Barrel sample?
How about the winemaker notes?
Yes, I will read those as well.
But let's get into this wine. Okay, so in the glass. Oh, yeah, this is, what, 90-10 Merlot to Cabernet?
Historically, they put a little Cab Franc in there, too.
Okay.
Not this year, for whatever reason.
I think you might be looking at one of their better wines that costs a dollar more.
No. This is from the wine.com website.
Well, Scott paid.
They've carried this before.
Scott, not anymore, though. Scott paid $11.99, which is a reasonable price for a cheap bottle of wine. Yes, they might carry this in other states, just not in Ohio. Boo-hoo us. In the glass, it looks fine. It has some particulate, though. But still, more or less, burgundy hue to this. The nose is, little bubbles in your nose.
There's something doing the back stroke in my glass.
No, that's I think it's a fine. No? I just got mine out. It's not a fly. Oh, yeah, you do have a fly. You want more?
Sure.
Want to pour it out?
I don't give a shit.
Here.
Didn't drink much.
Here, take that out. Right, get that out of there. Scott does have a fly in his.
Allegedly.
I put my hand in his glass. He didn't even care. Put your hand in there and just scoop around, man. It makes it better. What are you doing? He's never had a gnat in his. At least we don't have that gnat problem anymore. We had one singular gnat, folks. And Scott just took care of it for us. I hope it enjoyed that wine. I know we won't.
This is the last thing it experienced in its life.
That's true. It's very dead now. On the nose.
Allegedly.
There's a little bit of a whiff of mocha with licorice.
Jammy, sugary sensation is predominantly what I get.
It smells a little bit like a candy store, but yeah. If you walk into a candy store. Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, it's not a good candy store. It's all the shit you don't want. You're like, who fucking eats that? It's that candy store. Hardtack. You're like, oh, God.
Flavored sugar sticks.
It's like all the taffy nobody buys.
Pixie sticks?
Yes. Well, it's even worse than that. It's like, it's the taffy that isn't soft. It's, yeah, no.
Oh.
You're like, ooh. No, I don't want that. No, no. Nobody really likes prune taffy.
The dentists do.
I bet they do. Exciting.
Well,
It's just a murky, shitty. It's murky and shitty, shitty fruit, you know? And
sugarish nose, but it's not super fruity nose. It smells of a nose that has a possibility to be okay of a wine. Possibilities are endless, says the look on Rob's face, who's already had a taste. He's very happy.
All right. That is shit. Shit, shit. Tastes a lot like the shit we had from that Kroger stuff that I bought, the Medoc. It costs several dollars more, but what this wine has is no fruit in the front palate. It's slightly stewy and murky in the mid with a lump of shitty oak.
And it's... It really... You think of the classic lump of coal in your stocking, young man, for being a bad boy.
Yeah.
This is a lump of coal of an oak.
Oh, yeah. It
really is a lump.
It's like somebody tongue punches you, but not in the nice spot. Like in the mouth, you just get punched by oak.
Tongue punch. Yes, I'm familiar with that term. Yes, Rob the Wine Guy backed himself into a corner, and I'm here just to set that corner on fire. That's right. You know, Triple B was here earlier. You might have heard her say something, but then we cut her out of the show. But still, anyway, she's going up to watch Taylor Swift. Scott, did you know I'm a Swiftie too? Did you know that?
Really?
Yes, I am.
You're a big fan of hers.
No.
Oh.
No, I just finished very, very quickly. Yes.
No, that's not what they mean.
Yeah,
by
you
Swiftie.
You didn't even notice it. Check your shoe. I'm
pretty sure most people wouldn't notice it.
I told that joke off air as I perfected it.
Yeah.
Nevertheless,
it's really vastly improved now.
Actually, she's going up to watch the Jets game, thinking that Taylor Swift will be at the... Jesus Christ. She lives a shallow, sad life, but that's okay.
Chiefs are very popular right now.
Well, I know what the fans are like saying right like now. It's like, why didn't she get on the mic? You don't want that. You don't want that.
Maybe they do.
Maybe they do. Maybe they need more entertainment from us. I'll just be more entertaining.
That's what we've all been hoping for for a long, long time.
Speaking of not entertaining, this wine. Why do people fucking make shit like this? That is just, it just checks a box. Hey, we are Chateau Sabali. We have to make a Bordeaux wine to sell for $11 at the grocery store. So men who shop at thrift stores dress from there can buy our wine at rando stores for too much money. We will make Chateau Sauvignon, which sounds like a suppository you'd stick up your butt.
It's just,
actually, this might be better if you stuck it up your butt.
Bring out some of the minerality that Hervé talks about.
This is Hervé. I love minerality and Japan and a peacock.
Hell of a pair. Where
I love peacocks. I'm obstinate. They're like, Hervé, no, what you like is a blue heron. I went, no, I like a peacock. You're looking right now, talking about a blue heron, but you keep calling it a peacock. Yes, I'm obstinate. No, you're not obstinate. You're stupid.
Yeah, you're stupid for making this wine. The truth
I'm
is,
obstinate.
You can drink this if you want to. The question I have for you, wine guy, do you want to?
No. See, that for Hervé, that was his best answer. They cut all the rest of them out. It's like, what's the most unusual feature about you? I have a very small penis. It's a micro penis.
They're very much in vogue.
They measured in centimeters, millimeters even. Yes, what is your main character trait?
Oh. I'm obstinate.
I rape badgers. What? I'm obstinate? Oh. It's all lost in translation. You said that in English. Yes.
Damn it. There I go. Oops, I go
so
again.
Why did they follow... Yes, in which? They spelled which wrong. So, Don't you think the first main character trait involved birds? And then they said, well, which bird do you prefer? What's your main character trait? I fuck birds. Oh, well, which bird do you prefer?
Which your favorite bird?
The peacock. Oh. What trip would you like to do where you'd fuck a bird? I'd like to go to Japan.
Jesus.
You know that's the case, you know?
Why do you always go there?
Go where?
Where you're at right now.
Hervé, look at the look on his face. That man's a peacock fucker, and you know it.
Jesus.
That's what that man is. He just fucked. That's the look. That is the look on a man's face when he just fucked a peacock. I've seen your face like that before.
Where the fuck you come with that? The look of man's face.
Look at his face. Hervé's face is a man who just fucked a peacock. He's a little too happy because I don't think it'd be a pleasurable experience. But no, it's not. But, you know. Peacocks are mean. They have excellent plumage, but they're mean.
And it looks like he's power walking in the picture, right? His fist, there's like a motion about the picture.
Into the woods to find a peacock.
he's got a pseudo hunting jacket sweater.
I know. He's a hunter-gatherer. Yes.
You're a hunter-gatherer.
I gather peacocks to do what? To fuck them.
To enjoy their minerality.
Oh, God. Yeah. Uh-huh. We see you, Hervé. I see you, Hervé. You bad man, you.
Jesus. Bad man, bad wine.
Well.
So what do you do with a wine like this?
I don't know, man. It's not Duke's mayonnaise, so you can't really. That's right. Folks, have you ever never needed a release and you just wanted a good sandwich? Well, guess what? Duke's mayonnaise will do both for you. That's right. So you can, you know, pleasure yourself with Duke's mayonnaise and then you have a different jar to then make a delicious sandwich with. So, yeah, Duke's mayonnaise. It's multi-purpose. Yes. That commercial is big in Canada because they're not, you know, they don't know entertainment up there. So,
yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
Apparently, we don't know entertainment in the United States either.
Well, I know. That's why we're big in Ireland.
You think Duke's mayonnaise would do well with peacock salad?
Is that some sort of sex thing? I don't know what that is.
No, it's just browned bird meat turned into a meat salad.
Once again, it sounds slightly sexual, so I'm once again going to ask you, and I expect the truth.
Burned bird's meat?
Yes. Once again, that sounds somewhat sexual, so I think it's a euphemism for something or code.
A euphemism.
Yes, it is. I think so. Yes. Very much so.
I think I could say Missouri heat of the summer asphalt, and you'd say it sounds sexual, Wilfred.
Why?
Because you're Wilfred wrong.
No, that doesn't sound sexual.
No?
That sounds like, you know, construction work.
See?
Which is, yeah.
There you go.
Okay, I understand your point now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, drinking this a second time, I just noticed a few more things about it.
That it's just as bad the first time?
No. It's much different now. Now, it's like Novocaine for your palate.
I
fell asleep drinking it one time. I just kind of blacked out. And, oh, I just fell asleep. What time is it? You're like, it's 3 a.m. Jesus.
I will give it that the lump of oak has calmed down a little bit.
Okay.
But it's still just structural nothingness.
It's just a wet fart.
It's wet. I'll give them this. It's more than semi-dry. It's dry.
Dry.
It's dry.
Okay. Yeah, it's dry.
You might even know it's Merlot. Maybe.
Mm. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, it's Merlot, isn't it?
Maybe. Maybe you know it's Merlot.
Maybe I don't give a shit.
But it's... And it's not... There's nothing bad about it. There's nothing that tastes bad. There's nothing wrong other than the fact that it's almost complete nothingness.
I know. Honestly, though, I think it does taste bad. I mean, what?
Well, in the sense that there's so much nothingness, but there's nothing.
I would take
off-putting.
I would
there's
take a little
wrong.
More nothingness here, actually, because I think that what is there isn't any good. I don't want stewed butt.
Oh, it's not stewed butt. It's some kind of stewed prune, but that's barely there. That's like
stewed.
Is
balls.
It there? Is that hint of stewed prunes?
Stewed prunes with tomatoes in them, because that sounds good.
It actually does. It sounds better than this.
Rutabagas, you know, they put some of that eggplant abortion stuff that you like to eat. What is that stuff?
Oh, that shit's good.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not
eggplant and tomatoes.
No, no, no. Those right wing psychopaths, man. They put that. They just buy cans of that shit, open it, put it on a plate, take pictures of it, and they march around and try to act like it's something that they found. Look what I found in the clinic. No, you bought that at Trader Joe's out of a can. Oh.
Ate at a high-end dining establishment in the Myrtle Beach area. You say, high-end dining establishment, Myrtle Beach, you're a fool. Well, maybe I am. But I had the best bite of all things tomato I've ever had in my life.
You just had one bite?
Single bite of tomato.
Just one bite.
This single bite.
Just one bite.
Was the best bite of tomato I've ever had in my life.
But you just had one bite of it.
It was a component in a wild mushroom risotto.
Okay.
They garnished it with confit tomatoes. Freaking fantastic, bro.
Why would you confit tomatoes?
Because they can.
Okay.
It was amazing.
Oh, good.
It was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, when we come back, folks, I'm going to talk about what I did when Scott was gone. I enjoyed myself a lot more than he did. Nevertheless.
With a butt jar of Duke's mayonnaise.
That's the only way you can enjoy yourself, folks. By fucking a jar of Duke's mayonnaise. Folks, Duke's mayonnaise is now available in a wide neck bottle. Do you know why that is, folks? So you can
put... It's a jar of mayonnaise.
No. It's more than a jar of mayonnaise, Scott. And you know that. Scott took a picture of the jar of mayonnaise he was getting ready to fuck. You know what Scott did to the jar of Duke's mayonnaise? And this is not recommended, folks. He drew on it with lipstick. Don't do that, folks, because that just looks nefarious. So Scott actually, on the rim of the yeah, it doesn't matter. Anyway, so folks, Duke's mayonnaise, it's the best mayonnaise to fuck and eat, too. So it goes hand for hand. Delicious mayonnaise and a ham and cheese sandwich. And then, to really get your groove on, and you want to get some loving, it does both things. So, fantastic Duke's mayonnaise. Number one, I'm waiting for the check. So, yeah.
Anyway.
Don't think that's coming.
No. We'll be right back. I'm waiting for the subpoena here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So, since we have been gone, I had a birthday. So, I'm now 37, plus a couple. But, for my birthday dinner, I returned to the Top. And that's a steakhouse in Columbus that we love quite a bit. And they have recently built a patio.
It's wonderful.
Which has a kind of a Greek kind of atmosphere to it, gardenish, garden, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. It's kind of has the big planters and it has some fountains. And
it's, you know, Babylon's not in Greece. You know,
I know. Nobody really knows where it was actually. Maybe in Iran. Maybe in Persia.
How many days?
Maybe in Iraq. They don't know.
It is more thought to be around Iraq. Actually, it is Iraq, Babylon.
I know. Triple E one time asked me, "How often do you think of the Roman Empire?"
Stupid TikTok video.
I know. I said, well, how often do you watch TikTok? I think, you know, she goes, why are you interested in the Roman Empire? I said, why am I interested in knowledge? You know?
No, you fell for that shit?
No.
The proper answer is none. I don't think of the fucking Roman Empire.
You think of gladiators, though. Why you told you me that.
Think of Roman Empire.
You love gladiator movies. He said that, folks.
No.
He
and
said
I think the movie Gladiator sucks.
Scott asked me if I'd ever seen a grown man naked, and I went, yes, I have. And so then I started talking about it, and Scott was like, no, it's a line from a movie. Why are you telling me all this stuff? And I was like, well, you asked me, and that means that you wanted to know. So, yeah. By the way, folks, Duke's Mayonnaise is the best mayonnaise in the world. Just, and I've been passed this note from Duke's Mayonnaise and their attorneys. It is a mayonnaise strictly for consumption and eating, not for anything else. No other extracurricular activities, which I find to be unusual, but that's okay. And they said it's great with turkey. It could be great with turkey, Scott.
Peacock? Peacock?
Well, who eats peacock?
Hervé.
Well, Hervé, you know, he fucks peacocks, but we're not doing that right now. Yeah. So, it also...
I don't know what else he does.
It's good in a chicken salad. He said that. Or you can put it on... what's this? You could... What? Fuck it. What? No! Scott wrote that in there. Damn it! I'm going to get sued now by Duke's Mayonnaise. Duke's Mayonnaise. The best mayonnaise. Not the fuck. See? There you go. I'm now fine. By the way, fine. Don't use that Miracle Whip. That's just the wrong viscosity. So.
Too much acidity?
It's fake. I don't know how it is. You don't put your junk in. Anyway. So, we went there. And with some friends, actually. Friend Jason and his wife Andrea, and we had a lovely meal. They had the bone and ribeye special once again, and they said it was 22 ounce. Scott, they need to work on their maths, because I know 22 ounce when I see it, and that was 30 ounces. It was like, if you ever seen The Great Outdoors, where the guy brings out the Paul Bunyan steak, the old 96er, that's what this was. It's just sat down, what the fuck.
Dry aged,
yes. And with Stilton.
Okay.
But beyond that...
you like the accoutrement.
Yes. Although, I think I'm getting off the blue cheese. Because I've had too much...
I thought you just...
You're getting off.
I thought you were just having a revelation.
No,
that,
I was,
you know,
getting off.
Some clarity.
No, you know.
That you need to get it together. But...
Well...
This is a little splash. We have to attract the gnats.
Well... Not so much.
I know. I'm not going to drink it. But so, they had dates stuffed with chorizo and, I think, goat cheese, which was lovely.
Interesting.
Little mussels. But such a... What we did, though, the wine. Triple B and I got there. We ordered a bottle of Cam Blau.
Yummy.
Which is lovely. So, Jason and Andrea get there a few minutes later. And they go, oh... We'll order a bottle of Cam Blau. So it was a Cam Blau table. Two bottles of Cam Blau. You can't beat Cam Blau with just one. It takes two. We have done Cam Blau on the show.
And Blau Blau.
And it's always been cursed. Either we've had technical problems or lots of gnats and technical problems. Cam Blau is a cursed wine for this show. But we love Cam Blau, folks. If you see it, Cam Blau Blau. And what's the other one? The better one? The expensive one? Can't remember what that's called. Blau? Or can Blau? I don't know. Cam Blau, though, is a wonderful Spanish red. Syrah. What is the... it starts with an M. It's an unusual...
Monsant.
Monsant. Yes, Monsant.
Oh, that's the location.
Oh, yes. What the hell?
Carniña.
Carniña. And then Syrah, and then Grenache, I believe is what the blend is. Or is it Tempranillo? I can't remember. But lovely, lovely drink. Great wine. But such a nice time. One thing I will say, though, about...
Cam Blau, Master Cam Blau.
Okay, Master Cam Blau. Excellent line, by the way. But they need to get their serving a little bit quicker on the patio, because it was just not quite as warm or hot as you'd like, but still good. This weekend, I got from Kroger those private selection a brisket. like a 3-pound brisket. You know, the salt and pepper ones, right?
Huh.
And it was on closeout, right? So I did it where they even have instructions in the back. I did it on the Masterbuilt. And 2 hours uncover, or just 2 hours straight at 250, then 4 in foil. Well, I did 2 straight and then 5 in foil. And it was just fall apart. Ooey gooey. Not the, it wasn't, nobody's going to mistake it for Wagyu, but it was fucking brisket. And it was, oof. Those are pretty good. If you see those, folks, I got it for $15. I got it on a discount.
The Saturday before I left for vacation, I almost bought one. They mm-hmm. had a 10 pounder.
Wow.
That was going for like $3.29 a pound.
Well, this was really easy to cook. It's manageable. And just, if Becky and I are just eating it, it's tons.
Yeah.
It's not like it's a, yeah, we didn't need that. It was a 3 or 4 pound brisket. And I put an extra little layer. I have like a beef rub that I put on it. It just gave it, kicked it up a little bit. It was great.
I like putting hot pepper seasoning on brisket and slow cooked beef.
Well, I just recently bought, because last weekend then I had a, went to a football game. Well, it was at the Superstar's house. That was eclectic. We had a cookout and a lot of people there.
There were people there?
That I don't know.
At a football game party?
Remember several years ago, and I think you
That's
were there.
Odd.
We went to Combustion Brewery.
Yeah.
And there was somebody that works with the Superstar, that a woman.
One of the managers.
I don't know. And then she put all of her drinks on either your tab or mine and then left and never paid anybody.
Right.
She was there.
Okay.
And I couldn't quite place her.
Did you get our money back?
Steve, I think, took care of that. But then I remembered, it was your tab, wasn't it?
I think it ended up being Steve's tab.
It was one of our tabs. But I remembered that because she's like, I remembered you. I drank with you. She was already fucking drunk.
What?
And so, I remember you. I already drank at Combustion. I went, I don't remember you, but I was like, well, the last time I was at Combustion was like, well, how many years ago was that? 6?
It was a while.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. Then a little bit later, I was like, you? I remember who you are. It all clicked. What I didn't like, I'm sitting there at a table, and she just starts smoking right next to me. I was like, listen, I don't like that. So I got up and I smoked cigars with Hank. we said, fuck it. No, Hank and I said, well, fuck, they're smoking cigarettes. We might as well run them out of here with these. He has Cohiba minis. We might as well smoke the shit out of this and just blow smoke on them if they're going to blow smoke on us. Now, Hank did pass out.
What?
He was drinking heavily. He was extremely drunk.
Passed out.
Yeah, then he rallied and then he faded.
Does anybody I know have a track record of doing that at gatherings? Let me think. Would Rob the Wine Guy ever have a track record of passing out at gatherings?
I drank very lightly.
Generally, you don't rally either.
I encouraged him to rally because we were grilling, right? And so we were grilling everything. It's like 50 sausages. And every steak that they had, nobody was eating it, but we still just did it. He had something called Bry Salt. You know Bry Salt?
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was lovely. It has like some dehydrated vegetable bits, rock salt. Really nice. Good flavor. And so I bought some too. So I've been using that. It's lovely. It's a wonderfully robust seasoning. Bry Salt, folks. Look at it for today.
Yeah, and you can't fuck Bry Salt. It's not a good idea. Really bad idea.
We found something that Wilford won't have sex with.
No, I tried. No, I did. Yeah, but still.
Just were unsuccessful.
I would say so. I also tried that on a cheese grater. It just didn't work.
Oh.
Similar result, but yeah.
Similar?
Yes.
Not worse?
No. I was the receiver, though, with the cheese grater. I was not the giver, so. Scott just did the math in his head, what that means. Yes, you figured it out, didn't you? Oh, he's smiling now.
Sounds uncomfortable.
He must be putting a mental picture together.
So, folks, we're going to take a break, but then we'll come back and review this wine that we're drinking that we'd rather not be here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. Off the air, Scott said many very bad things about children, which is bad. Not in a, just more like mean things. Not.
I quote Rob the Wine Guy talking about a child from one of the athletic teams that his son's on, and he says, "That kid needs to get hit by a car." And then he says, "I know someone who feels the same way or says the same thing." And I'm like, "Who else would say that?" And he said, "Becky." Really? She said that? He just said, "No." She said, "I just don't like that kid." And I pointed out that's not exactly the same thing.
Well, I wasn't suggesting it's my car. Just a car.
You'd use somebody else's.
Maybe an RC car. I didn't say a full-size car, but that'd be all right. Anyway.
Jesus.
Hey, whatever, man. If you can't own it, you can't own your own horribleness, then, you know.
You tend to do that.
I mean, you might as well. My frailties, because they're strengths, but, you know.
They're strengths.
They are, man.
Okay.
You know, it's just, you got to sometimes just say.
Horrible things.
No, I was going to say something horrible to illustrate that, but, you know, some people have to make the tough decisions for other people.
Oh, Jesus.
That's right. You know, press that button.
Speaking of pressing buttons.
The Chateau Sobelier. I'm sorry. Chateau Sobelier.
Sobelier.
So, who fucking cares? Scott, what's your numerical score for this wine?
This is unusually nondescript. It's really not hard to drink. There's no real flaw in it other than the fact that there's nothing there. It's got no real fruit in the front palate. The mid palate is void. And then it's got some oak. It's got a little bit of tannin. It's dry.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nondescript. And for that reason, 81. It probably drinks a little better than that.
It does drink a little bit better than that.
It does, but for being the prime exhibit of nothingness, it gets an 81.
Well, I've had bad wines like this before from Bordeaux, but they cost $7. And they were on closeout for a fucking reason. But they tended a day or two later to open up, because normally when they came out, I've talked about these before, like from Côte de Castillon or Côte de Berg, some of those, they're a little sulfuric when you open it, and you have to let them breathe. This wine is not that.
It's not.
It's stylized. It's one of those things that if you were at a kind of a restaurant like, Probst, they would serve this.
And it'd probably be one of their top five sellers.
Yeah. You're like, huh? It's a wine that if you were out and they had it, you would go, huh? You know, it's like, okay, did you drink it first? What? It's not terrible, but it's not.
But it's better than the screw top.
You're going to lose money.
But, you know, what's the size wine bottles? 170,
Sutter Home?
175?
This would be better than 175s.
Yeah, it would be better than that.
You might as well put a screw top on this. There's no reason to waste cork. But
it's better than that shit you get out. You go to a bar and they've got, we've got wine. We've got Cab and Merlot. This is better than that shit.
But it is. But it's more, the mouthfeel, actually, it has a good mouthfeel. It just doesn't have flavors that taste good. That's the problem. The front palate has a bit of red currant and some bitter cherry. But it's not pronounced. It's not rich. There's no minerality, and it's too lumpy and flabby in the mid palate to let any minerality or any kind of lithiness come through. It's just it's constructed all wrong. It's just kind of poor. It's not good grapes, but then it's kind of poor winemaking. It's overdone to the point where it makes it worse. You can do that. I mean, if you put a lot of lipstick on a pig, Hervé might find it attractive, I mean, because we know he fucks peacocks, but it just looks like a fucking pig with lipstick on it. It's not a good wine. So when you overdo things, sometimes it just makes it off kilter. That's what this wine is. It's just kind of like, it's a stylized blah fest. So it has good mouth structure because of the oaking, but then the oaking is a little bit overdone for the actual fruit and character of the wine. It's also questionable quality. I think it's novelty oak barrels that you'd buy at Walmart. Normally, you know, the tiny little oak barrels. I have one back there that you would like make, put bourbon in to oak age, but it really has a plastic sack in it that you put the thing in there. That's this wine. It belongs in the plastic sack.
You're supposed to take the plastic out of the inside of the wine barrel. You're supposed to pull that out.
Why?
Because Lord.
That doesn't matter. I give this wine 83 of my points.
How generous of you.
It is generous.
I can't believe you used the word stylized to describe this wine. It's stylistically nondescript.
Hervé thinks this wine has excellent plumage. We know what he likes, though.
Yeah. I like a peacock.
Hervé, I love the peacock, and I am obstinate about it. They told me, Hervé, that's a sparrow, you stupid shite. And I went, no, I'm not Scottish. And that's a peacock. Everything I see is a peacock. Hervé, that's a park bench. No, I'm obstinate. That's a peacock. People have told me that I'm crazy. All I see are peacocks everywhere.
That's funny.
Who has a? What is your favorite bird, Scott?
I don't have a favorite bird.
You shouldn't. If I was going to say a favorite bird, it would be a bald eagle. Don't know why. Mm. It's my favorite bird. But I don't have a favorite bird. Why? Because they're fucking birds.
There's a bald eagle in our neighborhood now.
Why would that be a question that you would ask in a wine profile? What's your favorite bird? Why wouldn't you ask, what's your favorite Barbie doll? Well, I like winemaker Barbie. Oh, do you? That's great. Why would you ask that?
It's what it is. I mean, people like cardinals, but it's like I never thought, what's my favorite bird? No, it's like the grandkids ask.
No,
grandkids are great. They ask
which
questions
bird
like,
do you prefer? That's what they ask. Not what is your favorite bird. Which bird do you prefer? Prefer to do what with it?
It makes me think of the bad Benny Hill jokes.
Benny Hill never joked about that.
Birds? Yes.
He didn't birds?
Bird was a term for a female.
Oh. What's your main character trait, Hervé? I fuck birds. I mean, I'm obstinate. Which bird do you prefer? The peacock! Okay. If you were to fuck a peacock, what country would you fuck it in? Japan. What's the best thing about fucking a bird? I like its minerality on the finish. So, folks, Chateau Sabot, fuck, you know, Chateau Sabu.
Sabu?
Sabu. Boo. We're just going to say that. And by the way, borderline Hall of Shame, but not quite there. But we're going to put this on the Grand Vins de Bordeaux box I glued to the wall. Folks, I've refurbished the wine vault with some new shelving, new racking, and got out gross, gross bottles. Literally, I took to the recycling bin 300 bottles. It's really gross. But I had Jason and Andrea bought me a lovely gift. At Costco, they have like a 4-bottle gift set of Bordeaux, and they bought me that. And so it comes in a wooden box, right? So I saved the wooden box. I don't know why. And so I used a double-sided tape, and I just stuck it on the basement wall here. And so Scott came down, and he goes, what's with the box? The purpose of me of putting that on the wall is just to fuck with people. There's no purpose behind the box.
So that people would ask, what's with the box?
The Triple P comes down. What's with the box? I went, there's no.
Mission accomplished.
I know. She's like, you screwed that to the basement wall? Yes. Yes, I screwed.
This is why you're annoying.
Becky went to college.
This is why you're annoying to people, bro.
I'm like, annoying to stupid people.
People like me. No, you're just annoying.
What? You screwed the box in the wall? Yeah, I did that, stupid. Yeah, that's what I did. Yeah, you're bright. Yeah, okay.
Well, there's this box on the wall.
Well, yeah, I know. Just to make you ask. That's right. It's the equivalent of this. See, you looked.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's the finger with a hole in it, and you punch him in the arm. Same thing. So, folks.
Hey, you punch him in the balls, dumbass.
No, Scott. You grab their balls. That's what you do when you're a pervert like you. That's what you do.
Anyway, an 81, an 83, go back and try it again someplace else for the Chateau Sabu.
No, you don't.
You know, we don't try it. Go to Wine Wars. They'll drink your next one. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. They're off the air. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, well, okay. James Suckling on his show. Oh, I'm sorry. That's off the air. Oh, fuck.
Damn it.
Yeah, we're still here.
Masterclass.
Yeah, masterclass. Tonight, we will have... This is James Suckling. Tonight on the show, we will have Chateau Sabu. Wait a minute. It's not Sabu. That's racist. Who wrote this?
Popping Sobu on the show.
So, folks, for Rob the Wine Guy and Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, we will bid you adieu, but we will see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.